News, I'm Ben Thomas. Palestinians have been celebrating their return to northern Gaza after 15 months of war. Joe Fetterman has a report.
Israel, as part of the ongoing ceasefire with Hamas, has withdrawn troops from a road that divided Gaza into two. This is allowing displaced people to return from southern Gaza back to their homes in the north, the first time in over a year. So we are seeing very dramatic scenes of perhaps hundreds of thousands of people streaming back on foot, walking along the coast toward their former homes.
Over the weekend, President Trump suggested Palestinians in Gaza should be evacuated to Egypt or Jordan.
We just clean out that whole thing.
Joe Fetterman again on how that's gone over.
In Israel, the plan has been welcomed by right-wing, hardline Israelis. The Palestinians obviously have rejected this. Egypt and Jordan also giving it a very cool reception. This is a plan that would be very expensive for them. There would be security implications, concern that this displacement could become permanent and undermine that goal, the establishment of an independent Palestinian state.
House Republicans held a retreat at Trump's Doral Golf Club in Florida. He urged them to support his immigration crackdown.
We're tracking down the illegal alien criminals. We're detaining them, and we are throwing them the hell out of our country. We have no apologies, and we're moving forward very fast. They're very dangerous people.
Visa appointments at the U.S. Embassy in Colombia have been canceled following a dispute between Trump and his Colombian counterpart, Gustavo Petro, over deportation flights. More firings today, this time targeting career prosecutors at the Justice Department who worked on criminal investigations into the president. And at least 56 senior officials at the U.S. Agency for International Development have been placed on leave amid an investigation into an alleged effort to thwart President Trump's executive orders. Last week, he ordered a 90-day pause on most foreign aid. This is AP News. The Super Bowl matchup set, and so are the footballs the Eagles and Chiefs will use. Sagar Magani has the story.
In rural Ada, Ohio.
We come in and we watch the AFC-NFC championship games.
And when they're over.
We all spring into action and go out there and start stamping footballs.
The Wilson Sporting Goods football factory usually takes 3 days to make game balls. In this case, Casey Patton's crew has 18 hours to get the first of the 240 balls with the Super Bowl logos and team names to the players.
We're still cutting leather.
To stitching it. Since 1941,
every snap in every NFL game has come out of Ada, Ohio.
And to make the roughly 50 balls that will be used on Super Sunday?
It's just the buzz, man. It's the pride that these people have in the craftsmanship.
I'm Sagar Magani.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.